child had one black grandparent.
Well, let's see, a quarter breed, I'm not sure.
Okay, and they had a black great-grandparent?
No.
Okay.
That'd be an eighth, but...
Yeah. What if it was a black, they had especially light-colored skin? You know the name for...
I don't remember it.
Okay. What would you call... Assuming that you were working for a man, how would you address the man that you worked for?
Mister.
Okay. What do you call white people who aren't well off and who haven't had a chance at education and so on, especially if they're sort of good for nothing, too lazy to work, etc.?
Poor white trash.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about city ways and he's kind of conspicuous, you know, when he gets to town? And of himself, he might just say, oh, I don't know anything about the city. I'm just an old...
hip.
Okay. And children might tease him by saying, hey, look at that old...
I don't know.
But he's the same word?
Yeah.
Okay. You know any other... Would hit be a derogatory thing to say about somebody?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know of any other things that mean hick?
Oh, it could be a country bumpkin.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
In other words, Hoosier?
Only referring to one of our states, I think.
Okay. Oh, let's see. At a party, you look at your watch and you see it's after 11:30. You might say, well, we better be getting home. It's midnight.
It's getting close to midnight.
Or one word.
It's near midnight.
Okay. You might say, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
Almost fell.
Okay. Somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go in. And he might holler, hey, will you be ready pretty soon? And he'll say, I'll be with you in...
just a minute.
Okay. If you're going somewhere and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might stop somebody and say, how is it to Oklahoma City?
How far is it?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby to somebody, you might say,
there it is.
Okay. If you want to know how regularly somebody goes to town, you might say, how do you go to town?
How often?
Okay. And if you agree with somebody when you said, I wouldn't vote for Gerald Ford if, you know, and then you would say, what? Let me put that another way. As a matter of fact, I didn't phrase that right. If somebody says, I'm not going to vote for that guy, he would say, to agree.
I'm not going to vote for him either.
Okay. Or a short way of saying that would be, me neither.
Me neither.
Okay. Parts of the body. This is your...
forehead.
Okay. And go to Barbara, you haven't cut your
hair.
Okay. And if a man hadn't shaved for a week or two, he's probably growing a
beard.
Okay. And where would an old timey storekeeper probably keep his pencil or keep it handy?
Behind his ear.
Okay. Which one?